Today we are continuing yesterday's lesson titled, The 51st State. This article is about another territory becoming a state in the United States. So it was established, the country was established in 1776, and it started with 13 states and it has now expanded to 50. The most recent entries were Hawaii and Alaska, which officially became states in 1959. And since then, a lot of people have speculated or guessed about the possible future statehood of other U.S. territories. And one prime candidate, or the most popular candidate, is the national capital, which is Washington, D.C. And George and Martha are talking, and George says that he is cramming or studying very hard for his United States citizenship test, and he wants some of Martha's help. And Martha says, sure, George, what do you need? And he says that he knows that the District of Columbia, or Washington, D.C., is not part of any U.S. state, but he just read that its residents get 3 electoral votes in presidential elections. And he says he can't make heads or tails of that. He is very confused. He doesn't really understand how that can happen. And Martha explains. She says that the 23rd Amendment to the Constitution entitles or allows the Capitol to at least 3 electoral votes. And that amendment was ratified in 1961. And George wants to know why they don't just make Washington, D.C. a state. He thinks it would be a lot simpler that way. And Martha says that it's really been a serious discussion for a while now, and that back in June, the House of Representatives passed a bill to make D.C. a state. And George thinks that makes sense, but he does note that 50 is a nice round number, whereas 51 is kind of awkward, so he's not sure if that would be nice to have. And Martha agrees, but she thinks that's an arbitrary or silly reason not to grant the district statehood, and she gives her reasons why. She says that 700,000 American citizens live there already, and that's actually greater than the population of 2 states. And George wants to know what would happen to the country's flag, and this is because the number of stars is always equal to the number of states, so he wants to know what will happen to those flags that are already in existence.
今天我们延续昨天的文章，就是讨论到了美国是否会承认第51州呢？那首先呢，导文就是提到的，就是美国是从1776年成立，那已经从13州扩展至50州，那最后成立的州就是夏威夷州跟阿拉斯加州。自从那个时候开始呢，就一直会有人猜测说，那下一个美国领土会是哪一个领土，就是利州呢？那最有利的一个候选的地区就是美国的首都华盛顿哥伦比亚特区。那一开始呢，就是跟那个 Martha 说呢，他正在恶补就是成为美国公民的考试，那他想要就是请 Martha 帮他一下，然后 Martha 就也是很当然的就是答应要帮助他。他就问那个 Martha 说呢，他知道华盛顿哥伦比亚特区不属于美国的任何一州，但是呢他又读到了就是在那边的居民有3张就是选举人票，他有点搞不懂就是为什么会是这样呢。那 Martha 就回答他说呢，因为宪法的第23条修正案呢，他赋予了就是首都的居民至少有3张的选举人权票，那这样子的情况其实是自从1961年这一个就是修正案成立之后就一直都是如此。那就是也好奇说，那为什么他们就不直接把华盛顿特区就是成立为一个独立的一州，这样的话就会让很多事情就是变得简单许多。那 Martha 他就回答说，事实上呢，就是这个议题已经存在很久了。那今年的6月呢，其实美国的众议院也通过承认美国华盛顿特区为一州的法案。George 就说，这样听起来就蛮有道理了，但是呢虽然50人是一个不错的数字，51就有一点点小小的尴尬，小小的奇怪。 Martha 就同意 George 的说法，说他同意，但是呢如果只是因为51这个理由不把就是特区立州的话，他会觉得有点牵强，有点随心所欲。 那毕竟呢，就是这个特区里面其实住着70万的美国公民在那边，这个数字其实是远比于就是两个独立州的人口总数还要多的。George 就说，这样的话，就是如果要立州的话，美国的国旗会变得怎么样呢？如果他是对的话呢，国旗上的星星数量其实是跟州数一致的。Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
That's right. It would have to be redesigned to include 51 stars. Think of all the millions of flags that would have to be replaced. Martha says, that's right. So George was asking about what would happen to all the flags since the number of stars on the flag correlate to the number of stars, or states.And Martha says, that's right, it would have to be redesigned to include 51 stars. So the current design would have to change and would be redesigned to include a new star. And George says, think of all the millions of flags that would have to be replaced. So George thinks that all of these American flags that already exist, they would have to be replaced by the new one. So that would be a lot of flags that would need to be replaced immediately.
Martha 就说 That's right, 就是没错 It would have to be redesigned to include 51 stars 就是对啊就是这个国旗需要被重新设计就是去包含51颗星星 George 就说 Think of all the millions of flags that would have to be replaced 就说那你想想看就是有这样有几百万面的国旗需要被更换呢
According to US federal lawObsolete flags remain valid even after a new flag has been created, so technically you don't have to replace them. So is this really going to happen? Will Washington, D.C. become a state? Martha answers George's question that he said that all of them will have to be replaced, but she says that according to U.S. federal law, obsolete flags remain valid even after a new flag has been created.Obsolete means no longer in use, or something that has been replaced by something newer or better. So in this case, if there was a new state added, the flags with only 50 stars would become obsolete, but they remain valid even after the new flag has been created. And valid here, it means able to be accepted. And valid can also mean based on truth or reason, but here it's still allowed.So you don't have to replace your flag if you already have one. The flag with 50 states, 50 stars on it is still okay to fly. And so Martha says, so you technically you don't have to replace them. So if you wanted to keep the flag that has 50 stars on it instead of 51, you could do that. That's not against the law in any way. And George asks,So is this really going to happen? Will Washington, D.C. become a state? So it has passed through the House of Representatives, but he wants to know if this will actually go through all the way.
Martha 就解释呢 according to U.S. federal law, obsolete flags remain valid after a new flag has been created. 就说呢根据美国联邦的法律呢就是旧的国旗其实就是在新的国旗推出之后还是仍有效力的。那这边有一个形容词是 obsolete, 就是有不再使用或者是过时淘汰的意思。Valid 在这边也是一个形容词在这边会比较偏向是可以接受的或者是有效的意思。George 他就问说 Is this really going to happen? 就是这真的会发生吗 Will Washington DC become a state? 就是华盛顿特区真的会成为一州吗